race day.
NASCAR
is happy hour.
Flag man letting him know that one more time around, we'll see the green flag.
On At The Track Radio.
Happy on At The Track Radio. Dave White, Brian Lynch, Mike Peterson. On the phone right now, we have Scott Kosak. He is the founder of RacingIn.com. How's it going, Scott?
Hey, Mike. Good afternoon. It's going pretty well here in Chicago. And, you know, after a long weekend of racing,
it's
good to take a day off, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So
it was even longer for Mike because he was actually down at Indy.
Yeah, you went to Indy and you saw some short track racing.
Sure did.
Too, didn't you, Mike?
Yeah, sure did. Friday night, I was at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. And then Saturday, I was at Anderson Speedway. So pretty fitting that we're talking to you with your whole website and everything about the local short tracks and everything like that. So if you want to just go ahead and tell us what RacingIn.com is all about.
It's pretty much the very first social website where every race fan can connect with any track and any racer all over the United States, and it's 100% free. Mm-hmm. RacingIn.com is a place that I created to help the 1,800 local tracks all over the United States, drag strips, road courses, you name it, and the racers who race at them to be able to connect with every race fan everywhere.
Scott, I was on the website today, and I was checking out the state of Illinois. I clicked on you got the United States map there. It's really easy to work and everything, and I clicked on the state of Illinois, and I saw a bunch of racetracks in our state, the state of Illinois alone, that I have never heard of. So say, for example, I'm a driver and I want to get my website on there. How do I go about doing it?
Basically, if you're a racer, racers have two choices on the internet. They can spend a couple hundred bucks a month paying somebody, or they can come to RacingIn.com, click join now, and in less than a minute, they have their own racing pages created for totally for free. They have the ability at RacingIn.com to post pictures of themselves, of their cars. They get a full photo gallery. They get the chance to post their entire racing schedule, and they also get a place to talk about their career. Every racer also gets their own blogging site as well. So basically, it's a lot like a traditional forum board, but when they post to their forum board, it becomes a part of their profile. And it's a no-cost alternative for any racer anywhere to build their own website. And then they can promote themselves to all their race fans and basically say, hey, come into RacingIn.com and check out my racing pages and keep up to date with their racing wherever they're at.
Now, Scott, you used to, because I'm kind of a close friend of yours, you actually worked here at one of our sister stations in Chicago, and then you left. What was the inspiration to create this site? I mean, did you just all of a sudden one day be like, you know what? I need a place for, I need a place to get my racing fix.
You know, a lot came in, and like you said, I used to work there at CBS Radio, and At The Track Radio was something that I, had a big part in creating originally with our former general manager, not even with the station.
And back then, it was fairly new.
It was brand new, and I kind of looked at it, and having worked in the NASCAR world for so long, and this was right when things were getting really hard for sponsorship, especially from the NASCAR perspective. You had people pulling out of NASCAR. And it has nothing to do with the fact that NASCAR is not an appealing medium. It has to do with the fact that everything's so expensive. And I kind of thought back to when I was growing up, and I used to go to Stafford Motor Speedway in Stafford Springs, Connecticut. My dad used to work the pit gates there when I was young. And that was where I first experienced racing. You know, it's a short asphalt oval. We used to watch the SK Modifieds there. And that was when, Dave, I had pretty much the same experience that you did. I had no clue at that point in early 2000. That there were so many tracks around Chicagoland. You draw a circle 80 miles around downtown Chicago. You know, you've got Rockford, you've got Sycamore, you've got Grundy, you've got Ileana, you've got several other tracks, both dirt and asphalt, where people are racing. And when I put this idea together, and this was when Facebook was really getting popular, Twitter was just kind of starting, and I thought, what about these local racers? Who, for them, racing is all about, beating their nemesis from across the town that they've been racing against for years. And they put their life into building their cars, and they need sponsorship money too. And I figured if I could create a place where all these racers can create their own website and not have to put any of their sponsorship money toward their web presence, that was where it came from. And it's kind of been a rediscovery for me of really racing that everybody can enjoy regardless of budget, because most of these tracks, you're not going to find one that's over $25 to get into, and that's on the high end usually. Mm-hmm. So that's where it started, and it's been great. I'm actually going off on a little track tour in a couple weeks. I'm going to go to a place called Boyd's Speedway, which is a dirt oval in on the Georgia-Tennessee line. I'm going to be going down to Volusia Speedway. Looking forward to going down there. And you know, it's just been a great way to kind of reconnect with the core passion of racing. And a lot of people tell me, wow, you know, well, what about NASCAR? And you know what? NASCAR stars started at local tracks. Denny Hamlin all over Virginia and West Virginia, Jimmy Johnson in, you know, in California, and the Bush brothers all around Las Vegas area. You've got Tony Stewart, who without all the tracks around central Indiana, and you know, these guys wouldn't have had a place to race. And it's all about these people who, you know, sit on wooden and aluminum bleachers and, you know, spill their favorite beverage on each other, watching the guys, you know, sidetracking around the track and in all kinds of different classes. So that's where it came from, and it's been absolutely an incredible endeavor so far. And, you know, we invite everybody to come just this weekend. About 3,000 people came to racingin.com, and they looked at over 1,000 different track profiles looking for local racing. So it just tells you that there's people out there who really enjoy local racing.
Now, can you actually link to if the track has its own website, can you link to that also?
Yes. The majority of the tracks that have websites have their web links on their profile pages as well.
Okay.
There was a little time that we're still updating a couple of them. But basically what happens is any track can join as a track member and take total control of their profile. What that does is that allows the track to post their own news whenever it happens. And traditionally in motorsports, the way that PR works is a racer or a track does their press release for the week. They throw a bunch of email addresses on it, and they send it out to everybody, and they wait for it to get posted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I created this site so if a racetrack takes control of their own profile, again, totally free, they log on as soon as the race night is over, as soon as their press release is written, they click a button, they log in, and within 2 minutes, they cut and paste their press release into the site, and it's live.
That's awesome. So it's just completely turnkey. It's just basically all set up there, and all you need to do is press upload.
Exactly. And not even press upload, because it's one of these things where everything is right in front of you on the internet, and it's just cut and paste. Pictures upload, yes, but it's totally meant for anybody anywhere, no matter what their level of understanding of the internet is, to be able to post their pages. And the good thing is fans can create their own pages too. Yeah, and in that way, you know, if you've got a favorite racer that you're following on racingin.com, mm-hmm. then you can go to their forum and read what they wrote about their weekend, and then you can respond.
And when
you respond, your post becomes a part of your profile.
Cool. And how many racers do you have that are actual members right now?
We just crossed 760.
Okay.
Wow.
Really, we only started, the site itself launched in September of 2008, and I spent a year just working the tweaks out. Had about 30 racers involved that mm-hmm. first year. Really started getting involved with Facebook and Twitter around Thanksgiving of last year, 2009. And basically in the last 4 or 5 months, we've had about 680 racers join on. And every week we're getting more people. And it's becoming a kind of a little snowball rolling downhill, and I hope the snow doesn't end.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
Hey, Scott, how is the health of local racing right now with the economy the way it is and, people, you know, having to pinch pennies and all? My favorite track when I was growing up, Santa Fe Speedway out in Hinsdale, closed down a number of years ago. And that's where I fell in love with racing was at that facility. How is the health of local racing right now around the country?
You know, there's a lot of challenges that are suffering because of the same things with ticket prices and things. Because there's still some ticket price, sometimes $1 is too much for some families in this day and age. But what I'm seeing, and we did a survey, we called it our 2010 local racing survey, and we asked people, based on the local economy and based on the recession that we're in, how have you changed your attendance at races? And what we found was that about 22% of people were cutting back on the major races, the NASCAR, the IRL, the big ticket major touring motorsports. I'm sorry, 17% were cutting back. But 22% were actually adding local racing to how they enjoy racing. So more people were enjoying local racing now than are cutting back from the major motorsports. So to me, as much as we still, you know, you still get tracks competing for each other, you know, for crowds on any given night, because sometimes in some places in the nation, there's tracks that are pretty close together. But at the same time, because it's an effective entertainment and it's a value-driven entertainment option for families, and it's very loyal. That's what racing is all about. Mm-hmm. It's all about loyalty. And,
right.
you know, there might be some cutbacks here and there, but, you know, in a lot of these places all over the United States, that's what brings the community together. The racetrack is where the community comes together on a Saturday night or a Friday night or a Sunday afternoon. And to me, that's what's great about racing and great about the U.S. because that's, you know, that's community right there.
Exactly, because NASCAR, and I've mentioned this so many times on our program, saying that, yes, NASCAR is like a, it's like your extended family. And when you go to these tracks, you see all these people that are cheering for other people, and the and you're like, yeah, whatever. And you just laugh and have a good time. And sometimes the local races are much better than the big leagues.
You're right, Brian. And you know what? The reality is that every track, there's a couple of guys or three guys who, you know, might be seen as the perennial favorites, and they, you know, a lot of times they'll run out ahead and it's tough to catch them. But, you know, it's those rivalries. And I don't know if either any of you guys watch Madhouse
mm-hmm.
on Discovery.
Mm-hmm.
Was it on Discovery a couple over earlier this season?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people said that kind of made racing look like a soap opera. You know, I read a lot of things on the internet like that, and I, you know, those rivalries between the families and between the brothers and between, you know, all these people who race against each other, those are real, and those exist at every track in the United States, and again, that's part of that passion of, you know, my guy, who's your racer? Well, my racer is so-and-so. And, you know, that's what I hope we're recreating a little bit at RacingIn.com. And it's been, like I said, it's been a lot of fun. And to see the people come to the site every week, you know, the racers updating. And if you go to RacingIn.com and just click on racers, you see in the middle of the page that all these racers who are updating their schedules. You know, is you know, Dirt Racer 9T, that's his username,
mm-hmm.
updated his race results for 531 at X Speedway. You know, so, and then what we do is when they post those things, we turn around and we post it all on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, I've seen it all the time. I know I'm a fan of, or I, you know, I'm a friend of your site on Facebook, and I see you posting stuff all the time about, you know, different tracks, what's going on at different tracks, if rainouts are going on, and stuff like that, or any special events at certain tracks are going, or whatever, what certain drivers are doing, or anything like that on Facebook. So you have that also to promote, to go to RacingIn.com.
Absolutely. You know, how many people can really have their passion be what they do during the day?
Yeah, exactly.
And
that's
you're
the
lucky
best.
If you're able to do it. And for me, it's just a lot of fun. And, you know, obviously I work with sponsors who might want to be a part of the site and advertising to the people who are coming to the site.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's a way that I can help these racers, just, you know, and it's not even jump to the big leagues necessarily, it's help them feel better about their racing or promote themselves and promote their racing, then you know what? We're just making it better. And the idea is, you know, the rising tide raises all boats. So if we can get, you know, 50 more people going to one new track every weekend, then I'll add it, because most of the traffic that RacingIn.com gets, believe it or not, is from Google or Bing or Yahoo,
mm-hmm.
Where people are doing a search for dirt tracks in Kansas or drag strip, because it's drag strips too. You know, I had as many people searching racing in using the word drag strip this weekend as I did for dirt tracks.
Hmm.
So, you know, racingin.com, the logo is for fans of fast. And if you love fast, well, heck, you know, we hope you find your way to racingin.com.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I noticed it was even for, like, go-kart facilities, too. That's very cool.
You know what? It's go-kart facilities, and one of our largest categories of racers, believe it or not, is kid kart racers. There's a kid in Connecticut. His name is Teddy Hodgden. I think he's 11 or 12 years old. His dad does his profile for him, and actually, if you go to teddyhodgden.com, it goes to his Racing In webpage. And that's where he promotes all of his racing. And we've got a guy from Wisconsin, Kyle Brinkman, who's a U.S. Super Trucks racer. does the U.S. Super Truck Series, and the same thing. So some of these racers just buy their own website name and then just point it to their racing pages at racingin.com. So, you know, to be able to see that and to see these racers using that, to me, that's where the payoff is to see these kids and these guys succeeding, and ladies too. Trust me, there are plenty of women racers on the site, everything from dirt track to drag strips, and you can search through the database just by hitting any keyword or track or whatever.
So the site is racingin.com. Your Facebook page is actually racingin.com. And for anyone out there, if you want to know everything about local racing in your state, that's the one hub that you just got to go to, racingin.com. If you know an amateur racer, have them sign up for it. It's a great site. Scott, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, guys. And don't forget Twitter. It's at racingin. You know, you'll find us there. We've got about 6,000 people following us there already in the last couple months. So, again, thank you guys for all that you guys do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, At the Track Radio is for what you guys are doing and giving people some fresh content every week. Cheers to you guys as well.
Let me tell you, At the Track Radio has really grown.
Since you started, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You're the pioneer, Scott.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? It was a pleasure starting it, but guys like you, you know, keep turning the laps, so just don't run out of gas.
Oh, that's right.
Well, we're just making
no
laps
cautions.
At this point, right?
Yeah, no cautions.
No cautions. No, you know, cautions are inevitable. Just don't go for the red flag, all right?
All we see is green.
There you go. Well, thanks, yeah. Scott. Have a good night.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Appreciate it.
Stick around for more Happy Hour.
Copy that.
On At the Track Radio.
And we're